Hello, my name is Nancy Mazonson, and I'm the director of the Parkinson's Family Support Program at Jewish Family and Children's Service. Parkinson's disease affects many things that impact on quality of life, one of which is a person's ability to communicate. They lose their set point for their voice, so they begin to speak more softly. And in order to speak more normally, they actually need to feel as if they're shouting. The idea of the therapies is that you train people to feel what it feels like to be speaking in what we would perceive as a normal speaking voice, but in fact to them it feels as if they're working very hard to enunciate and to speak loudly.
Okay, so let's do our warm-ups. Deep breath in through the nose. Ready, ma, ma, me, mi, mo, mu. Ma, me, mi, mo, mu.
The group arrives. And we warm up just as any choral group would warm up, because a lot of what allows them to speak more clearly has to do with posture and breathing. And then we engage in singing. We do find if there's an audible beat, people are able to lock onto that beat and more clearly respond to the music. We also have some songs that ask for very clear enunciation. One is in French, and it's from South Pacific, and by the way, they love singing show tunes. So Dites-moi asks them to really enunciate.
Dites-moi, pourquoi la vie est belle? Dites-moi, pourquoi la vie est belle?
Hello, my name is Ken Olkin. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's 25 years ago. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. These people tolerate me. One of the problems I've had is the low voice, and this group singing has helped me control my breathing better, speak louder, make a real effort to improve my communication, and it's a fun group.
When people have Parkinson's disease, they become quite socially isolated, many of them, in part because of this communication challenge. We hear many stories about people who, having participated in this group, feel more comfortable singing in church. We have a wife who wanted to report to the neurologist that her husband sings in the shower again, and she used to enjoy his melodious outpourings in the shower. It had become quieter and quieter. And for that wife, that was the most wonderful outcome she could hope for. We have a very self-selecting group of sophisticated people who had very challenging jobs in the past, and they approach having Parkinson's and having a chronic disease in the same way they approach their careers. They're aggressive, they want to grab what's out there, they're open to new possibilities, and they want to work hard.
Help me find my way in your heart. I need your shelter. And help me find my way in your heart. I need your shelter.
The Tremble Clefs is a collaboration of the Jewish Family and Children's Service in Waltham, the Massachusetts General Hospital Department of Speech, Language, and Swallowing Disorders, and the Partners Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorder Center at MGH. Nancy Mazonson says that for now, the group will stick to its once-a-week practice schedule, but that a public performance could be in store sometime in the near future. Our visit with the Tremble Clefs was produced by Radio Boston's Jason Breslow. And before we go, a quick update on the story we discussed earlier about a proposed state law that would make it harder for violent criminals to be released on parole. Eugene O'Flaherty, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, just released a statement in which he writes, "The recent action by the parole board relative to the early release of Dominic Cinelli will certainly bring much warranted attention to those proposals dealing with violent recidivist criminals and eligibility for parole. The tragic murder of a police officer in the line of duty causes every citizen to pause and question why it has happened, and the expectation is that those with the ability to make that effort to try and prevent such a loss in the future." I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.